Talked a lot of NFL today with Wayne Larrivee, the voice of the Green Bay Packers. We get an update as we continue our trips around the National Football League. Charlie Casserly was on at 5 o'clock. Right now, we're going to talk about the Raiders with Jimmy Durkin, Raiders beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. Jimmy, it's Grant Napier. How are you?
Doing good, Grant. How about you?
Doing good. First couple of days of Raiders practice, anything in particular jump out at you?
Well, for one, the biggest thing right now is the health. They basically had their whole group out there, and that's always a big thing this time of the year to make sure guys are able to get in their work and get their practice in. You typically see most teams have guys that are out early on, and you're just kind of hoping to get them back. I mean, these guys are all out there, all getting their work in, and that's big because right now you just kind of want to ease into things and get ready for those preseason games, and they're getting a lot of good work in because everybody's out there.
I love the way Jack Del Rio answers the questions when he's asked about, you know, the compliments coming around the country about his team. I mean, seems to me he's the perfect guy for keeping these guys in check if they start to get a big head.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he of course, they don't want to shy completely away from him. They want to be complimented. I mean, if you're putting together a good team, a good foundation, that's what's going to come. But getting praised in June and July and August doesn't do a whole lot.
No.
In September through December, and so that's how they approach it. They'd rather hear good things than bad, but they really don't care.
I'll tell you one thing, Jimmy, that is a little odd to me, and I know that Jack Del Rio has talked about this. Opening up the season with 3 or 4 on the road and then closing the season 3 or 4 on the road, all against divisional opponents. And listen, I understand you can't do anything, you know, about the schedule. And then he talked about, you know, having to play on, you know, a Sunday and then playing on the road on a Thursday. And he said he thought the league was trying to make sure that when you played on Thursday, you didn't have to travel multiple time zones. So it's not the greatest schedule in the world, is it?
No, I mean, and they typically like to have don't like to have a ton of home games in September just because of, you know, the baseball situation with having the dirt infield in there. So, I think typically they don't mind if they have, stack up some road games there. But to have the 3 out of 4 again to close the year on the road is tough. And the Thursday deal is kind of rough because, there's not a whole lot the NFL can do in that situation. If you look at who the Raiders have in the schedule this year, they're not playing the NFC West. Since they had everybody plays a Thursday home game now. The Raiders were home last year. Everybody plays a Thursday game now.
Right.
The Raiders were home for it last year, and so you figure, okay, this year it's got to be on the road, unless you put them against the Chargers again, which that was their Thursday game last year. You're going to have to move them
right
out of a time zone, and it's either Denver or Kansas City if you're going into sticking in the conference in the division. And so when you're a West Coast team, you don't have a whole lot of options in terms of road games.
That's a good point.
In your same time zone.
Every team right now has got some question marks. When you look at the Raiders, what jumps out at you as their question marks?
I think, there's still some depth issues at linebacker. Those two interior spots, you got Malcolm Smith and Ben Heaney, which I think if those guys are healthy and play well, they're pretty good. But what if something happens to one of those guys? What if Ben Heaney regresses in year two? I'm not sure that they really have another true Mike linebacker behind Ben Heaney. So that's one concern. Right tackle is the one big positional battle. Menelik Watson and Austin Howard, we've never really seen Menelik Watson be able to stay healthy. Austin Howard's a guy who's played a lot and is serviceable, but you want to make sure you're strong over there to kind of complement the rest of that good line. And then probably the third one is how's the running back position going to stack up? Is DeAndre Washington going to be that good complement to Latavius Murray? Is Murray going to hold up again for a second straight year? And can you get more out of that running game than you got last year when they were 28th in the league?
And then the additions in the offseason, particularly of, Irvin from Seattle and Smith of Kansas City. I mean, that's why a lot of people are so optimistic that this defense can really make a move up the ladder. And I've heard so many great things about Bruce Irvin's leadership and what he did for Seattle. I mean, that's invaluable, especially now that you don't have Charles Woodson, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And, you've got obviously Khalil Mack kind of flanking
yep.
him as the other pass rusher. But Khalil's not a huge vocal guy. He's a leader in his own way, but not the way that Bruce Irvin's going to come in and be that guy that can fire people up and really lead with his voice. And so that's key. And Sean Smith too. He's another good veteran that's going to not be afraid to talk and say his say what he has to say. And the biggest thing, every time I look at Sean Smith, the guy looks like he could play outside linebacker if he wanted to. He's just so big and long, and I think that's going to be a special addition to that secondary.
And then the tight end position. I had Henry Wofford on a couple of weeks ago, and of course he had that unfortunate mishap on the whatever you call it, where he hurt himself and missed, OTAs and stuff like that. You know, he's a guy that came on nicely towards – the latter part of last year. What's the projection for him this year?
Yeah, I mean, with Clyde,
I said Henry. I'm thinking, gosh, Clyde. Thank you.
Clyde, they really like him. He's, he's a guy that they think can be that third wheel, that third piece of that receiving core almost as their tight end, kind of Cooper, Crabtree, and Wolford. I mean, he's a big, strong, just a tight end that can get. He can move. He can get up the seam. He can have good hands. He can make nice plays. Maybe there's still some questions of how good of a blocker he can be, but they have Lee Smith to kind of handle some of those duties. But the big thing now is he missed most of training camp last year with a hamstring injury.
That's right.
And a knee injury. You go back to last offseason programs, OTAs and mini camps. Derek Carr had that hand thing that he was dealing with, so they missed some time there together. Then he misses all of this offseason program. So other than last year,
right,
during the season, they haven't had a whole lot of time to work together. And it's harder to get in the kind of chemistry building work during the season when you're game planning. So it's big right now for him and Derek to try to get on the same page. And if they can do that, the Raiders have a chance to have another dynamic weapon.
That's a great point. What about Sebastian Janikowski? What's the feeling, or at least what you think the feeling is, about how much longer? I mean, he's starting, his 18th season? What do you think? I mean, is he at the one more year? I mean, where's he at when you hear talk about Sebastian Janikowski?
Yeah, I think he's kind of in that mode of he's going to keep doing it as long as he can and wants to. The Raiders, they've got Giorgio Tavecchio sitting there in camp. He's not a guy that anybody looks at
right
as a serious threat to take away his job. But you saw last year, there were some instances where you thought Del Rio would have called on Janikowski to kick, and he didn't.
That's right.
I don't know if there's maybe some losing of faith in him. He had a couple times where he struggled a little bit. So I don't know how much longer the Raiders view him as a major option for them. They could, I could see in the next year them starting to look and bring in somebody that can really challenge him for the job. But he doesn't seem, interested in retiring anytime soon. It's, hey, as long as you're an NFL kicker, it's a great gig. It's, you don't have to put in a lot of time in practice. And if you're doing well and if you're making your kicks, it's a nice living.
Great stuff. Looking forward to talking to you down the road, Jimmy. Thanks very much for coming on and enlightening us. Again, Jimmy Durkin. You can follow him on Twitter at Jimmy_Durkin. He is the Raiders beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. Have a great evening, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Grant.
All right. We are with you right up till the bottom of the hour. If you want to call the show, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. And if you're on hold, we'll get to you right when we come back. You're exactly right. I have no idea. I wouldn't know a Pokemon if it landed on my head. You're 100% correct, dude. Like, I have no idea what the craze is about. I don't care. I don't have time for it. Carmichael Dave hitting that right on the head. All right, let's get to Andre in Stockton. Hello, Andre. Andre, what's going on? Hello, Andre. Andre. All right, he's just messing around with me, I don't know what to say. All right, hey, if you want to call the show, 339-1140. That's 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Baseball, some big series. Well, I guess if you're trying to get in the playoffs, every game's big. I guess it really doesn't even matter, who you're playing. If you're looking to make the playoffs, every game is big. You've got the Giants leading 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Elsewhere, the Yankees are leading the Mets 6-4 at Yankee Stadium. Bottom eight, the Orioles are leading the Rangers by the score of 3-2. In Cleveland, boy, what is the deal with the Indians not being able to beat the Twins? The Twins stink, and they have had the Indians' number. It is now 8-4, that ball game in the top of the sixth. Elsewhere, the White Sox and Tigers are playing in Motown. Detroit's playing really well lately, and they lead 2-1. Again, that game is in the bottom of the eighth. They're going to the sixth in Atlanta, and the Braves lead the Pirates by the score of 5-4. They're going to the seventh in Cincy, and the Cardinals lead the Reds 5-4. Bottom six, Tampa is all out in front of Kansas City, 9-0. Top five, Toronto is leading Houston in Houston by the score of 1-0. The Rockies, again, with a quick start against the Dodgers. It is 5-2 after two innings of play. Earlier today, the Cubs with a come-from-behind win to beat the Marlins 5-4. The Padres beat the Brew Crew earlier 12-3. The Nats, they have a day off tomorrow. They sweep the Arizona Diamondbacks to final there of 8-3. So, and of course, as I've been telling you, we got the A's game coming up. We'll get you to all the action in just a couple minutes. Red Sox and Mariners starting in a little less than an hour. Speaking of the Red Sox, I'll be hosting the Jim Rome Show tomorrow, and I will have Dustin Pedroia on. He'll be coming on at 9:20. I'll have Victor Cruz on tomorrow. We're looking forward to that. We'll talk some baseball with Dan Plesac. We'll also talk NFL football with Steve Weish from the NFL Network. Let's get to Joe from Modesto. Hello, Joe. What's going on?
Hey, Grant. How you doing?
I'm well, Joe.
Hey, I know the last couple of days you've been talking about the Niners situation and Chip Kelly and so on and so forth. And, you know, Grant, from the outside looking in, and which we don't see a lot, but I really think the problem lies within the GM. He's gotten a lot of years out there in San Francisco with getting away with, you know, let's face it, a lot of poor decisions.
You're talking about Trent Baalke?
I am talking about Trent.
Okay.
I mean, even look at Alden Smith. I mean, Alden Smith, for all the talent that he was, I mean, aren't those people supposed to, you know, study their background and see where they come from and see these guys' attitude and things and, you know, so on and so forth. And I know a lot of times that isn't a sure, you know, sure bet. But I was going to ask you if you knew anything about the Anthony Davis rift that's going on between, it seems like it's going on between Trent Baalke and apparently Joe Staley, which I don't know how he comes into play. But here's the guy that, you know, ended up retiring and wants to come back in the league. And it seemed like there was some friction there between the two. And you know, another example, I mean, that's a minor example. Another example, I mean, why would you not, your receiving core is so horrible. You know, you've got Torrey Smith as your main guy, but you can go out and sign Jerome Simpson, but you can't go out and sign Anquan Boldin and get that guy for one more year until you get the whole situation resolved. I mean, after a while, the GM is responsible. The last year making the decision to keep Jim Tomsula for 1 year, that was just traitor.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Joe, you're breaking up a little bit, so I'm going to let you go. I do appreciate the phone call. I agree with a lot of the things that you're saying, but I also, you know, we got to wait and see if this team's better than people give him credit for. I understand where you're coming from. I get that. But we do need to wait as well. John in Fremont. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm just curious, how much longer are we going to keep professional athletes at the Olympics? We need to go back to some amateur athletics.
Well, the whole world's got their professionals, and I think the United States, like, well, you know, they're using their pros. Why shouldn't we use ours? I'm with you. I would like to see it go back to the way it used to be. I really would. I love the NBA. I make my living announcing NBA basketball, but I don't want to see Team USA beat everybody by 50 points every night. It's not fun to watch, in my opinion.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. You know, I hope they win. You know, I mean, of course I hope they win. I hope all American athletes do well in the Olympics. I mean, that goes without saying. I hope the women's team wins the gold medal. But I want competition. And to me, there's no competition out there for Team USA, or at least it does not appear to be any competition for Team USA. You know, no one ever thought that the, you know, miracle on ice would happen when a bunch of college kids beat the professional, you know, Soviets in the 1980 Lake Placid Olympic Games. But, you know, that happens once a lifetime, if that. Yeah, I mean, is there anyone out? And here's the other deal. We don't even have the best players playing on the Olympic basketball team. You know, no LeBron James, no Steph Curry. I mean, you know, some of the very best players in America that are the best in the world aren't even in there. And the United States is going to win every game by 50 points, in my opinion. I mean, I don't think it's even going to be close. I mean, I want competition. I don't see the competition. I'd rather see, you know, we've already made our point. We made the point that the United States has the best basketball in the world. I get that. You get that. We all get that. It wouldn't kill me to see, you know, college players, even college players that are going into the NBA this year. I'd be fine to let, you know, our top draft picks play in the Olympics and represent the United States. I'd have no problem with that. I think it would be great. It would be competitive. Now, I mean, do you see any competition for Team USA out there? I don't. I mean, it should be absolutely a blowout until you get to at least a gold medal game, correct? I mean, who's going to stay on the floor with Team USA? You know, I don't see it. I really don't. All right, we got Oakland A's baseball coming up for you next. Again, a reminder, I'll be on at 9 in the morning right here on Sports 1140 KHTK and the Jim Rome Show. Very much looking forward to that. I'll have Dustin Pedroia on, Victor Cruz, Dan Plesac from the MLB Network, from the NFL Network, Steve Weish. We've got a lot of great things that we're going to do. And then tomorrow, I'll be back at 3 o'clock, a quick show for you. And again, at 3 o'clock, right here on Sports 1140 KHTK. So that's that. We've got a lot of good things going on. We got A's baseball coming up next as they take on the Angels. And then again, busy day for me tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be able to join me beginning at 9 a.m. right after the drive. Make it a good evening. Thanks for listening to the Grant Napier Show on Sacramento Sports Station and your home for the best live and local coverage of the National Football League, Sports 1140 KHTK.